Okay, Emily, thank you. My presentation is actually on risk, so thanks for that kind of transition there. Again, my name is Lieutenant Colonel Heather Blackwell. I've been in the Air Force for 17 years. I'm an Academy grad, Air Force Academy, 1997. I feel kind of old. I'm actually here at the Kennedy School. I'm usually wearing jeans, so I did my uniform out last night, and I've been studying at Harvard now for about a year. I do have some slides, so we'll pick them up. I know I'm your last speaker before the break, so I'll go through these slides relatively quick, and I do have a couple stories in there. So, next slide.
Hang on 1 second.
Okay, so the stories I'm going to tell you on these slides are when I was a squadron commander, which is kind of equivalent to a company command. This squadron was the communication squadron at Joint Base McGuire-Dix-Lakehurst, which is in New Jersey. The communication squadron was in charge of the telephones, the computers, the radios, the LMRs for the entire base, which had about 40,000 people in it. So that's kind of the stories that I'm going to tell. Again, this is called Risk It, because I think taking risk as a leader is extremely important. So next slide. Okay, so I know we're kind of in the text world now. You know, we have LOL and rolling on the floor laughing, that kind of thing. So I had to do a little, mine is called FERP. It's not taking risk for you, taking risk for your people, for your peeps. Get it? Okay, granted, if you're saying it would be for my peeps, but that didn't really work, so I'm just going to say FERP. Okay, next slide. So I was going to ask for a couple of volunteers, but I know we're kind of short on time. So this first one was the military stance. Because I know when you think of an officer, you think, how does a nice professional officer stand? We stand nice and proud. We stand kind of like this. You know, to heck with that. I want you to stand like this for your peeps, FERP, because I want you to be very, very excited about your people. Can I get a FERP, anybody? Yeah, all right. Okay, next slide. So what I'm really asking you to do in this presentation is kind of defy how your brain evolved. Next slide. Because our brains evolved to be kind of selfish. If you think about it, that caveman out there didn't go kill that mammoth to feed the entire crew. They did it to feed himself and his family and kind of promote his genes. So our brains are kind of selfish, but we are rational beings, and you can think of other people first. Perfect. Next slide. I also want you to kind of defy your military training, because our military training, the professors in here are probably thinking, Blackwell, what are you doing? But, you know, we're trying to train our officers to be that nice, strong, professional image who has all the answers. You know what? You're not going to have all the answers, and that's okay. So I want you to be open and honest and be able to take those risks. Here's our first risk, next slide, that I did in my squadron. That's me, actually, up there. So you can, again, I'm a comm squadron commander. We got a bunch of computer people. We like our Mountain Dew. We like our Kit Kats. So my squadron actually had a very, very poor PT passing rate. In the Air Force, if you fail your PT test, you're not going to get promoted. If you fail your PT test again, you're going to get kicked out of the Air Force. It was very, very important to me that my people have a very professional career. So I told them, I said, okay, guys, we can get everybody passing our PT test. Again, I had about a 40% fail rate. If we can get everybody passing our PT test before the next promotion cycle, I will dress up as Xena Warrior Princess and run the next mud run. Does anybody know what a mud run is? Okay, so next slide. So I'm in my stance, right? They did it. I don't know how they did it, and I just said, figure it out, make it happen. So believe it or not, by the next time we're in our promotion cycle, everybody's passing our PT test in our squadron. So here I am at the starting line of this mud run, thinking, oh, geez. And you have to run the mud run in a team, right? You have to start with a team and finish with a team. So I'm standing here waiting for my team. Next slide, and this is what I see walking up to me. This is my team. So not only did my team not let me just run it alone, they decided to wear uniforms with me. And this is not just any team. This is my chief. This is my first sergeant, this is my deputy, and this is my lieutenant. And they walked up to me and they said, ma'am, you know, we want to wear outfits with you because we know that everybody needs a superhero and Santa. but it was just an innovative way to kind of inspire our folks, and they turned around and they did a very great job. The neat thing about this, next slide, is that then, a couple months later, it was Halloween. They said, hey, ma'am, for our 5K Friday, because we run 3 miles every Friday, can we wear our costumes? I said, sure, let's wear our costumes. So our 5K Friday, everybody wore their costumes, which I was very surprised to see. And then if you hit the next slide, what makes me so proud of why I pointed this out is because this is why I wanted to do this. This says, the communication squadron experimented with new ways to motivate members. But it took that initial risk to get that innovation that's out there. Okay, next slide, next example of a risk. Click one more time. Anybody know what this is? Ultimate Frisbee. So this risk was, listen to your folks and kind of think about the ideas they have, even if they sound a little bit odd. So before any of my folks deployed, I would sit them down one-on-one and say, okay, where are you deploying to? What family do you have here? Do you want me to call anybody? What goals do you have on your deployment? And oh, by the way, if you're king or queen for a day, what would you change in our squadron? And they said, you know what? We would want more time for training, and we want more time for fitness. And I said, okay, great. I wrote that down. Sure enough, it wasn't a trend that started to develop. I said, okay, maybe I do have an issue here. So we worked on the training. I said, okay, if you want to do fitness, what would you do? They said, we'd play Ultimate Frisbee. I said, okay, I have never played Ultimate Frisbee, but let's give it a try. So if you go to the next slide. So this is some of us playing Ultimate Frisbee. So the risk that we had to take here was, one, listening to my folks and think then that was a decent idea. Two, I had to go to my boss and say, okay, sir, the comm squadron is not going to be to work until 9 o'clock on Mondays and Wednesdays. Why, Blackwell? Because we're going to be out playing Frisbee. So you can see that field behind my team. That we would fill that field with five different fields of my squadron playing Ultimate Frisbee out there. Next slide. Why is that important? One, like I said, I'm taking risk not only listening to them, but implementing their ideas. Next slide. So what did a couple cones and some Frisbee do? It was phenomenal. Next slide. Because what it did was, so my work center that you're in a work center, now you're on a field playing with different people. We had to mix it up. So increase the communication across the entire squadron. It was amazing. After a couple weeks of Ultimate Frisbee, I would hear people say, you're in the comm squadron? Which is embarrassed because they should know that. But they didn't get to know each other until they were out there pushing each other around on the Ultimate Frisbee field. And empowered them. Because now they know that they are part of a solution in our squadron. The organizational teamwork that came just from getting some people out in the field and hitting each other around on that Frisbee field, I want to write a book about it. It was such an amazing turnaround. And the pride that they did. Man, I tell you what, I told them, I said, if it's cold, we don't need to play. No, man, we're playing. I mean, if it's raining, if it was snowing, no matter what, they were out there playing Ultimate Frisbee. They took a lot of pride in that. But in the end, one more slide, what that risk really did was it involved my folks in the solution. I listened to them. What do you think? You're queen for a day. What should we do? Play Ultimate Frisbee. It was phenomenal. It was an absolute turnaround in the squadron. One more story. Okay, I'll skip this one. If you go to the next slide, what I was going to do is get a couple volunteers, but I know we're short on time. This risk is about how you form the question for your people. If you click one slide. Okay, stay there. So this, obviously, how many answers are to this? One solution. Next slide. If I ask a question like this, what are you going to come up with? It's the same solution. You're going to get the same thing from your people, but they're going to have the opportunity to be creative and come up with that answer. Click one more. You guys remember Santa? This is actually Lieutenant Massett. He's a second lieutenant in my squadron, very, very, very quiet kid from New York. But I got 170 people, and I got 40,000 people of support. So I'm going to use every single person in my squadron to get work done. So one day I said, okay, LT, I need your help. You have 1 week to come to me with a solution. You have $300,000 to develop this base-wide solution that we have to implement in a month. Go figure it out. Man, what do you need? I said, here's the end. Here's the question mark at the end, right? Go figure it out. I need 10. Go figure it out. So 3 days later, he comes back to me. He says, okay, ma'am, here's the solution. But I was able to use some of the equipment that we currently have on base, and I talked to the Navy, and I talked to the Army, and I've saved us $200,000 to implement this. Okay, great. When can we do it? Next week. And he did it. The solution that he implemented, that's not the point of the story. The point of the story is the turnaround in Lieutenant Massett from that point further was absolutely amazing. Because I showed trust in him, I showed faith in him, I showed that I believe in you and what you can provide to this organization and the intelligence that you bring. So next slide. Now, Captain Massett is working in the Situation Room at the White House, hanging out with the President and the President's dog. This is a kid who wanted to get out of the Air Force. McGuire was going to be his last base. Showed a little bit of trust and confidence in him and empowering him to do the solution, turned his career around. Next slide. And that empowerment. I can't stress enough how important empowerment is for you, but you have to take that leadership risk and trust your people to empower them. One more slide, please. Okay, so somebody's saying, come on, Blackwell. I haven't even graduated yet. I don't have any peeps. You're going to, you guys. You're going to. And what I recommend is start ingraining, next slide, start ingraining these leadership skills now. Because when you have people is not the time to learn what kind of leader that you want to be. Start figuring out what kind of leader that you want to be now. Experiment a little bit so that when you're in charge of that company or that squadron, that you are already somewhat of a leader that is going to be there for your peeps. Burp. Okay, one last slide. Okay, this is actually my grandfather. He was an F-102 pilot, and which was basically an interceptor for Russian bombers that would come to the United States. One time, the Russian bombers were coming. They had a rush to the plane. He told my grandmother, he said, hey, I'm gonna shoot every missile that I have out of my F-102 at those Russian bombers. If I run out of weapons, I'm going to fly my plane into them because I'm going to protect you and I'm going to protect my country. I love you very much. Goodbye. I didn't learn that story until I was preparing for his eulogy. So my stress to you is if you have parents, grandparents, uncles, neighbors, learn their story now. You guys are entering into a phenomenal military with absolutely amazing missions and amazing people. But we are all standing on the shoulders of giants who came before us. So learn their stories, because you're going to be very, very proud of the institutions that you come into. I think that's it. It's my pleasure to introduce the break to you, which is next. So I'll turn it over.